Ksuvis Perk Tes Mishnehe. Kosov law neder ushvua ein li alayich. So Machlis Shlomo points out that this is talking about the beginning of the marriage. When he marries her, he writes to her. Taisentif says, Lav Dafka writing, he can even say this to her. Neder ushvua ein li alayich. That you're going to be believed, you're not going to need to make a shvua on anything that comes up in the future, whether it's regarding her ksuba, whether it's legabi the things we just spoke in the previous Mishnayos, that normally she would make a shvua. Here, the husband is saying, you are never going to need to make a shvua. It's almost like he's meichel the shvua. Eino yachol hashpia, so he can't make her make a shvua. Aval mashpia hu es yorshea vesabon b'shusa. So even though he can't make her make a shvua, but if she dies, then he can make her yorsha make a shvua. So if they would go to collect her ksuba, he can make them make a shvua. And this is dafka if he first divorces her and then she dies. The shvua would be that it wasn't given to her b'shas misa, and their mother, or whatever relative she is to them, didn't tell her that she received the shvua, and they didn't find any kind of shtar receipt that it was paid. So that the husband, even if he makes the stipulation between him and his wife, he can't make her make a shvua, but he can make the yarsha make a shvua. Vesabon b'shusa, that means people that come in her place. So the Rav points out that we're dealing with where she would sell the ksuva to somebody else, then she got divorced and then died. So the ksuva was never collected. So the people that she sold the ksuva to collect from, now they come to him. And even though he was moichel the shvua for her, he wasn't moichel for these people that bought the ksuva, the rights of the ksuva from her. So them, he can make a shvua to. Now normally, midiraisa shvua, a person makes a shvua not to have to pay. There's no din in the Torah of a shvua to collect. And she's the one that's collecting here. So this shvua is therefore a shvua midirabanan. And all the shvuas that were making her yarshim, or the people that are going b'shusa, these are all shvuas midirabanan. The Mefarshim point out that this type of shvua also, they have to take a nekitas chayfetz, which is item, which is referring to like a sefer Torah. But it's not a shvua midiraisa. Next case. Neder shvua ein li alayich v'al yorshayich v'al barim b'shusich. But if he says that he's not requiring her in the future to make any neder or shvua, whether it's on her or her yarshim, or the people that come in her rishus. So he can't make her make a shvua, he can't make her yarshim make a shvua, and also the people that go in her place, like we said, people that, let's say, buy the ksuva from her, he can't even make them make a shvua. Aval yarshav, but if he dies, because in the Lashon he said, ein li alayich, I can't make you, but if he dies, mashpiyin oisa, his yarshim can make her swear, that's yarshah, and they make her yarshim swear, that's abon b'shusa, and the people that go in her place, that buy the ksuva from her, they can make them swear. So how does he even be meichel that? Which is the next case. Neder shvua ein li v'lo li yorshai, and not my yorshim, v'lo l'boim b'shusi. Now this is a new case. And not even the people that come in my place. This is the place of the husband. And like the Rav points out, what this is talking about is, let's say he takes his cash and he buys nechassim. Let's say he buys land, and now she's going to come to collect from that. That's what he's indicating, that he's being meichel that too. And he's also saying, olayich, and I'm also not requiring you to make a shvua, val your shaykh and your yorshim val boim b'shusich, and also the people that come in your place. So he really covers everybody. Ein yochel hashpia lo hu, he can't make her make a shvua while he's alive, that's obvious. V'lo yarshav, and not his yarshim. V'lo habarim b'shuso, and not even his lekuchos. If she comes to collect from his lekuchos that he sells land to, they can't make her make a shvua to take it. Lo osa, and also not her. V'lo yorsha, not her yarshim. V'lo habarim b'shuso, and also the people that come in her place that buy the ksuba from her, like we said.